When Ken Overman was a boy, his mother asked him to see the world.
When I was about 8 years old, my mother sat me down on the living room floor and she opened up this big National Geographic atlas and she showed me a map of America, and it was kind of small compared with the rest of the world. And she said, "You see, this is America. This is where we live right here." And she pointed to California. And then she said, "Now look at the rest of the world." She said, "I want you to see that." I couldn't. My mom was single. She raised three boys.
Ken went into the military to see some of the world. When he was discharged, it was time to see the rest of it.
After I was discharged from the Army in Turkey, I married the former USO director. We both had this desire to stay overseas. We loved to travel. I loved to sail. She loved to sail. We decided to stay in Europe and make a living over there. We spent 3.5 years in Spain, opened up a couple of small boutiques. We stayed for 2 years in Germany, and then we went to Greece, where we spent the next 8.5 years.
He worked in the oil business during the late 70s. When that industry contracted in the early 1980s, he returned to the U.S. Ken and his wife decided to live in Annapolis, Maryland.
After 6 years of living in Annapolis, it was time to go back to graduate school. And when that was finished, the wall had just come down in Eastern Europe. I saw all kinds of opportunity to teach Western business practices to the newly emerging democracies of Eastern Europe. So I formed a company called BusinessLink. We consulted in Poland, we consulted in Romania and Hungary, and we taught people how to build small businesses.
After the big consulting firms came in and discounted fees, Ken returned to the States and became a Jacksonville-based sales rep for yachts. For the next 13 years, he again traveled, now from Jacksonville, to sell boats for a series of boat builders, until the luxury boat business virtually stopped during the recession.
One of the desires of my life has always been to go and become an international developer to help people with education and infrastructure and small business development, and to get over with an organization that would sustain me over there. Well, U.S. Agency for International Development was hiring then, and this is after Iraq and when Afghanistan was going strong, 2011. So I applied, and lo and behold, I got my top secret clearance in record time, and they packed me up and sent me over to Kandahar province in Afghanistan. I spent a year over there.
Afghanistan is not something you can prepare for.
We tried in Iraq. We tried in Vietnam. We tried in Afghanistan to create a nation somewhat modeled after our type of democracy. And when you take a place like Afghanistan, where people have been living with the tribal orientation, the tribal culture for millennia, a country can't go over there and just change things overnight. We managed to get this beautiful crop of sweet melons that the Kandahari people grew, and we got them to market in Dubai. And we did it by air freight, and it was very profitable. So we set up the value chain for the folks over in that part of Afghanistan, and I hope it's still going today.
Ken Overman now is focused on writing. He's written 2 books to date and has no shortage of material. In his various jobs, he's seen 92 countries. This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.
Closing the Loop is sponsored in part by First Coast Home Pros, with teams of specialists to clean your home. FirstCoastHomePros.com.